Willie Jackson is our Māori Development Minister. Great to have you with us again, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. Thank you. There's a number of issues to kōrero with you about Kushla's prospects, etc. But also, we're touching on whether there's a Māori specific polling company that could give us an accurate assessment of possible voting trends in the Māori electorates. I understand that there are a number of companies taking polls, but you've got to question sometimes about their ability to get the information from our peeps. How reliable do you sense that they are? And sometimes the polls could serve to dissuade people from participating in the process rather than encourage. So is there a Māori company that specialises in this area, or should there be, do you think, Willie?
Are you talking in the Māori sense?
Yeah, like a Māori-owned round company that uses Māori techniques.
No. What's Māori techniques? Māori techniques, what? Ringing mobiles or something?
Ringing mobiles. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't know if there is. I don't think there is. But anyway, I have to say that, polls are just polls, right? But I have to say, I'm really happy for Soraya Pekemason, who's leading in that Te Tai Hauru poll. It doesn't mean that she's going to win it or anything. It just means that she's a player. And I think that I'm really proud of her work, given that she's been written off by just about everyone. And of course, if you're on the other side, you'd be questioning that poll, wouldn't you? But the thing with the Whakaata Māori polls, they never had Adrian Rudafair head in the polls anyway. Like, I think Debbie Packer was leading Adrian last time on the Whakaata Māori polls. So you're just not quite sure where they're at. All I know is in a poll last night, I think that it's huge given the way, people keep saying how Soraya was going to be destroyed in the seat. I'm really proud that she's just shown she's a player in there. I'm not saying... and I think that's a shock to you, to the Māori Party. I wasn't a shock to me. I knew she would be there or thereabouts, but just good to see that she's a player, Dale. And it probably shows that, that the work done in terms of Adrian and the Labour Party around that area is not considered minimal. And formed well last night against, a top, let's get real, Debbie's a top campaigner and a top candidate. So, we'll see how that seat goes.
Yeah. Tēnā koe, what did you make of the leaders' debate last night yourself?
I thought it went along with a lot of what the panel was saying. I think it was pretty much a draw from what I saw. I don't know what you thought, but... I think our man can really take it to the other one, but he might be timing it for the next two. Both sides have probably come out of it with something, and I think I agree with the panel that it was probably much a draw last night, even though the public or some of the public commentators are saying it again. So I think they're saying that because the probably expectations weren't that high for the other side there.
Tēnā koe. So you've been out getting on the push for Kush?
Well, I'm working with all our candidates. I was with Kush yesterday. I spent time with Soraya. I put in a fundraiser and worked with Tony. And with Kush on the weekend. So, those three women are all... strong candidates, and as I said, but Kushla and Tony are probably, have had a lot more focus on them. Soraya's sort of been seen as such an underdog, not even in the race. So that's why I'm really pleased that she's shown she's in the race against Debbie, so I'm spending a lot of my time on that. We're kind of quite announced in the next day or two.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. We just didn't quite get that. I don't know where you are, but our signal this morning is not as clear as it can be at times.
Oh, yeah. what I was saying there, sorry, Dale, was just working on a big kaupapa that I'll make that everybody will know about, hopefully by the end of the week. And so I'll let you guys know, obviously, it's Māori media to start off with, but it's a major kaupapa that needs to be announced in terms of Māori rights. So I'll let you know about that. I'm just working on that with Calvin Davis.
It seems political parties are really climbing into us, you know, everything, whether it's Matariki, too much use of reo, let's the rednecks out and debating situations as, you know, the sad reality for Willow Jean as a proud Māori woman should not have to be subjected to the diatribe and racism she was exposed to in Kerikeri last week. And also today, Willie, I spoke with the Electoral Commission. I don't know how much influence or sway politicians have on the Electoral Commission's mahi, but there are some questions as to the efficacy of their work at times. They've announced the opening of more electoral booths and shops, etc. Very few, you know, that are skilled in dealing with our whānau, particularly those who want to vote and using our reo. There's only two bilingual voting booths in Auckland. What would you say of, and you've been around a long time, so when you assess the lay of the land as far as the booths and available spots for voting, what are some of your initial thoughts, Willie?
Oh, there's always been questions around accessibility for our people and opportunity, and the heat's on yet again. You know, it's hard when you can't exercise your rights. So do we have to improve that area? Yes, we do. Are we trying? Yes, you know, we're trying, but we still have some way to go now, and that's a disappointing thing. But you know, we've got just over 3 weeks left in terms of this election, and we've got a bit of time to try and get this in order. It's important that our people get an opportunity to exercise their democratic rights.
Tēnā koe. I spoke with Shane yesterday. He seemed grossly offended when I asked what he knew of Costello, who's number three on the New Zealand First list, and her connections with Hobson's Pledge. That rolled him up a little bit. What do you make of what we're hearing from that party?
Oh, well, you know, let's be clear, they're embracing the maniac. You and I both, I'm glad you brought that up, right? So it's a bit sad when Shane and Winston are grabbing some of that lot from Hobson's Choice. I mean, Jenny Marcroft's a good woman, so at least, you know, you've got some credibility there, eh? But, you know, if they want to grab the Hobson's Choice and the conspiracy theorists, I think they've got some major conspiracy theorists at 10 or 11, haven't they done, on their list? I was having a look at it. Hudson's Choice said that they would have to grab someone like that who's actively rallied against our rights. Sad to see Winston and Shane, you know, supporting those types of people, but they will do what they will do to get a vote, you know. You know, the other side of it is you just hope that Shane and Winston will come to their senses eventually.
Mate, they've been your mates over the years. What's happened?
Oh, they'll probably still be my mates, but mates have these... they'll probably still be my mates later on. You know how these elections go. We put the boot into each other and, you know... I mean, I don't know if you... Did you watch that Winston Moon interview with Moana?
Yeah, well, hey. I mean, hey. Well, this is an example of it.
I mean, was that insane or what? I mean, I just couldn't get over it. I mean, it was a mixture of insanity and sort of brilliance, and you know, it was just an incredible interview. I was like, what the heck is this? You know, it was Winston at his best, worst, and you know, just I thought, God, if anything sums up Winston, it's that interview. It was a bloody, stinking, amazing interview. And first of all, you're trying to when you're watching it, eh, Dale, you think, is this serious? Well, this is a comedy show, isn't it? You know? And then one is keeping a straight face, and Winston's going, what did you just say? And then, I just thought it was a bloody amazing interview. People should watch that interview. It was something else. Saying she's keeping a straight face all the way through and saying your dog whistling and this and that. And he's like this, as I said, mixture of madness and brilliance, eh? And then
out of the, and then you're sitting there going, what? Richmond? He's talking about Indigenous Māori not being Indigenous. Of course, on this day, he never ever said Māori went to Indigenous, the Foreign Affairs Minister, right? I'd challenge him to tell me one line, one anywhere publicly before, and when he was Foreign Affairs Minister or Deputy Prime Minister, I will guarantee you he never said it. Not publicly. He would have said it when he was having a private drink or something, but not publicly, you know. But because it would have put into question his positions. But now he, you know, he's out to grab every vote. He's the Hobson. I want to get all those Hobson choices and all the conspiracy people. So he's saying the craziest things mixed up with some good things, if I'm being honest. Of course he says some good things, you know, because he knows his stuff and he knows his history. So if you want to get a real taste of it all, just watch that interview, Darwin with Morna. It's incredible.
I was shaking my head too, Willie J. Thanks very much, man. All the best. All the best on the Hustings.
Okay, bro.
Willie Jackson fighting for his political future and those within the Māori seats. He's the campaign director for Labour's tilt at the seven Māori electorates, and he's experienced in that mahi. You can find that interview with Winston and Moana on Whakata Māori Tau with Moana. We're coming up in a moment. We're talking high-end fashion, which is fair enough too, because I'm looking across here at Tarangi Tāwai Reedy, who is a constant picture of sartorial elegance, if you know what that means. But he's always stylish.